The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am your host, Lisa Tahir. Welcome. It is just going to be you and I today. I had a guest that needed to reschedule, and I wanted to proceed with just a bit of a shorter show today, a solo episode. I just kind of was sitting quietly before coming live, wondering what to share. And usually when I do a solo show, it has to do with the things that have been on my mind, going on in my life to share. I find that usually it resonates with some of you out there listening. So let's get started. I will start by giving a big shout out to my longtime podcast sponsor, BetterHelp.com. They are an online therapy platform. They offer phone and video sessions. I worked as a therapist for them when I first came out here to California, so I can attest to the quality of practitioners that they use. You can connect with BetterHelp, get in touch with a therapist within 24 hours, and it is confidential, cost-effective. They do offer financial aid if you're in need of that. And as my listener, they offer you 10% off a first month to try them out. So go check that out at betterhelp.com/ATT, stands for All Things Therapy, BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/ATT. If you'd like to work with me, I am absolutely accepting new clients and former clients. It's been really awesome to hear from some of you that I've worked with, even as far back as 2015, sending me emails to get back in therapy. I really love that. It means so much to have that continuity, to work with people at different important moments in their life. That's a favorite thing of mine about being a therapist, is I really get to know you. I really get to be parts of the most important things in your life, and that is significant to me. So definitely reach out. You can access me through my website, nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. On Instagram, I'm getting clients at Nola Therapy, and through my Facebook page, Nola Therapy. I have a YouTube channel as well at Nola Therapy that these podcasts go on. I do an occasional rogue video when I'm DIYing a project at home, like trying to fix windows in my house and just random things like that to share with you. So definitely reach out. Lisa@nolatherapy.com is my email, and I'd be so happy to work with you on what it is that's most important to you. Most important to me is I'm wearing my New Orleans shirt, my Saints Iron Man shirt. Football season started, and the Saints won our first game this past Sunday by a landslide against the Green Bay Packers. I was super psyched to see that. I don't know if you're a Saints fan. Don't tell me if you're not. Hudat Nation. I am a member, and I've been watching the games here from LA. Really excited to see the Saints have a strong season again and hopefully make it to the Super Bowl. That is definitely my intention. New Orleans is on my mind. I wanted to talk about that. Hurricane Ida came through New Orleans directly. It was a major Category 4. My heart goes out to my city where I was born and raised, to all of you there, to all of you who have lived there, visited, love New Orleans. It is such a magical place. I still live there. I own a home there and spend more than half the year there in New Orleans and just love it. It's such a rich culture of open-hearted, kind people. It's where I get my Southern hospitality from, for sure, that we never meet a stranger. And if you talk to us for even 5 minutes, we're probably going to invite you over to have a drink or share some food or go have a beer. That's just how we are. And I love that about New Orleans. And I've been in the middle of doing some Hurricane Ida repair on my home that I own. It was a Category 4, and I'm fortunate that the damage I sustained has to do with the exterior of my house and my car, and that the integrity of my home is intact. So I've been trying to approach that. I've never had to file a claim with my insurance company. So speaking with different adjusters and having people go take pictures, and I find myself feeling a bit overwhelmed involved in this process. And so I want to share with you when that happens for you, whether it's Hurricane Ida repair or just your day-to-day life, it helps. I feel it right now. Like I get a little shallow of breath. I feel a little distracted more easily. Those are physiological indicators of stress. Your hands might get a little sweaty. You might feel a bit like squirrel, like, oh my gosh, what's over there? What's over there? Hard to sit still. You might get a little short and agitated. Those are all physiological symptoms warning you to take a pause. And so I have gotten so much better about taking those pauses and just walking away from the computer, not making that next call. You don't have to push yourself as hard. And it's actually better not to. I've learned from trial and error in my own life to allow your body, like even right now, take some breaths. Just even talking about Hurricane Ida and the things required clearly gets me activated. So it's really important, just, it's okay. There is more time to take care of these things and do them. And the best thing you can do to serve yourself and everything you need to accomplish is to take those breaks. Yesterday, I got up after a number of hours of talking to various adjusters and just walked out of my apartment and went for a walk. I immediately felt better just stepping onto the street and looking up at the palm trees and like, oh, just taking it down a few notches. And I encourage you to do that, to try it out. And it really helps. I just sent an email to a potential new client. Sounded like she was trying to get out ahead of something in her life instead of waiting to come to therapy when in a crisis. I can tell you that's always your best case scenario, to get out ahead of something as much as you can instead of waiting until it is a full-blown crisis or you're in despair or feeling so overwhelmed that it's kind of like doing damage control. You're trying to dig yourself out of something rather than intentionally plan how to approach something. I know there are moments when it's not possible to be that intentional and thoughtful about something, but in the moments you notice those physiological symptoms, act and do something differently. I learned that method because I was a therapist at Angola Prison after Hurricane Katrina. It is a maximum security prison in Louisiana. And when Katrina hit New Orleans, everyone, say you were taking a piss on Bourbon Street and you got arrested for the night, your ass ended up at Angola Prison for 3 to 6 months. It was really terrifying for a lot of people. And the prison population at Angola went from, I think the statistic was that it was, say, like 5 to 7,000 inmates. And that almost doubled because they took on the evacuees from other some other jails and such that flooded. And so my first job at Angola was to find the people that had, you know, been doing something harmless, like peeing on Bourbon Street, you know, some kind of moving violation in their vehicle, and, you know, ask them, who can I call to come pick you up and get you out of here? And so once that was done, also the prison had never had women. It's been an all-male prison since the Civil War. So women were there. They didn't have supplies like tampons. So it was a real shit show, just to cut to the chase. It was an incredible experience, the year that I spent working there. And once the prison population got back down to the inmates, Angola is a 20-year minimum sentence to life. It's not a first-stop prison. It's often men who have been incarcerated for various things. And I learned a lot during that year. It really affected me. And I resigned after a year. It wasn't the setting for me. I did some work on death row with inmates, and it just was really hard on me. I'm super sensitive. And hearing some of the things that the inmates had been through in their own lives, which I finally got to, I did anger management therapy with 100 men a day in group settings. And I was given this curriculum called Cage Your Rage. And that's where I taught these guys about these physiological symptoms of stress, that you might feel flush, like you start to get hot, your hands start to sweat, you kind of lose your thoughts, your mind lacks clarity. And these are the early stages to intervene, you know, for someone that's committed a crime, clearly before you commit a crime to harm someone. But these are skills I learned that can just help in our everyday lives and our relationships and our friendships and in traffic, at the grocery, and attempting things like Hurricane Ida repair. This is not just for maximum security inmates. Learning the physiological symptoms of stress and getting out ahead of them has been immensely helpful for me. And I didn't intend to talk about Angola prison, but I just learned so much about how the quality of environment that people grow up in, that every inmate I worked with during that year, and it was thousands, experienced on the spectrum of deprivation and poverty and abuse. They grew up in this. It's all that they knew. And most all of the men that I worked with knew that they needed an environment like Angola prison to keep themselves safe and others safe, that they were learning skills, they were getting an education. It was a working prison. So everyone there, except for one particular camp, worked. And the prison was immaculately clean. You could eat off of the floors. It's also a farm. So food was grown. And it was like the best vegetables I've ever had. So it was like amazing. And I'm so happy I had that opportunity. The head of the mental health department of Angola prison at that time had been my professor at Tulane University, where I graduated. And when I was evacuated from New Orleans, lost my job, lost my business, didn't know where my family was for a number of days since all the cell phone towers went down. When I was like, I have to get back to work doing something. And I was sitting in a coffee shop evacuated in Baton Rouge, and I saw an ad to be a mental health therapist at Angola prison. And interestingly enough, that was on my bucket list of curiosities. Like, I wonder what it'd be like to be a therapist on death row. And it's the prison where Dead Man Walking was filmed, in fact. And Helen Prejean, you know, the nun that was the mentor to the inmate that the movie Shawshank Redemption features, like, it was all set there. And Dead Man Walking, my bad. Sorry, I'm so just flowing in whatever is coming stream of consciousness. It was just like, wow, I got to live that dream and realized it wasn't for me. And so the other thing I thought to share is that sometimes we don't know if something's for us until we try it. And I encourage you to kind of get in there, like put your mud boots on, get in the shit, try the things you want to try, be with the people you want to be with. Sometimes we just don't know, trying to intellectualize something, if it's going to work for us, until we just get in there and do it. You can always remove yourself. You can always resign from it or take a different course of action. But I think one of the things that's made my life really meaningful and very alive is like trying the new things I'm curious about. I've talked about that a lot on solo shows, that when you feel a combination of deep desire mixed with fear, mixed with some trepidation, mixed with some anxiety. Like for me, it was podcasting. I've talked about that often. I so wanted to have a show, and I was also scared shitless. And that's a yes for me. And that could very well be a yes for you to try it out. And so I found LA Talk Radio, where I really like the family community and having a studio to support me in this show. A lot of you are doing podcasts on your own, and I really applaud that with the editing and the everything. Like I have a lot of friends that do that, and I think it's so cool. So definitely start your podcast and write that book. Start your nonprofit. Go work somewhere. Ask someone out. Like I think it's a time to do those things. And some of the ways that I manage, like this is just to give you a snapshot in my brain of these things that like I want to do or say or try out, but I'm like, oh my God, like, can you do that? Or what are they going to say? It's like, I think about one day, because I believe that I'm unaging. I do speak to the universe about I'm getting younger physically and just more and more vibrant. One day when I am that, in air quotes, old lady, very vibrant, young old lady, I might add, that, you know, will I look back and regret that I hadn't done this or said this or tried this? And it's usually always a yes. And that's like, well, I just got to do it. And I've learned that every no gets you closer to a yes. And sometimes what's a no is just a no right now. It doesn't mean it will always be a no. And sometimes what is a no will lead you actually to what it is you most deeply desire. So there's no harm or downside in trying. And I know it's what makes us courageous, is when we step through our fear and do something anyway. You don't have to do it perfectly. I'm often stumbling on my own words, say too many of them, or not enough, which is rarely the occasion. In fact, I love communication and words, but I can tell you that like the most awesome life will evolve and emerge from you when you take these steps and just fucking do it. And life will meet you, people will meet you. And I've had so many experiences with what didn't work out well in that moment. It comes back and it does. And I just invite you to try it out. I feel like this guest not showing today happened for a reason, for me to just vibe and prompt you, starting with Hurricane Ida recovery, evolving into reminding me of Katrina, because Hurricane Ida hit the same day as Hurricane Katrina. That's where all this fits together, in case you don't know that. And here we are.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
I would like to additionally leave you with I'm just going to leave you with that. I'm going to wish you the most awesome Thursday. I will be back next week. Don't forget to go to wherever you're listening to this, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. And please give me a written review, type your shit out, and a 5-star rating. There's an algorithm that promotes podcasts based upon the number of reviews. It's just how it is. I would love you to do that for me. I have been intentionally giving reviews to every podcast I've been on, all the podcasts I have enjoyed and listened to, and I'm going to ask that you step up and do that for me, and I'm going to tell you thank you for it. And I'll be with you next week. Mwah. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.